The AccidentLawFirm.com text line is 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the program. We'll answer some of your texts. You know what? Let me take some of your texts right now here on the program and see what you guys are sending in, what kind of questions you're asking about here on the show. Let's see what we got here. Let me pull up the first one. Let's see. Big O, let... Whoa, what happened here? Error occurred now. Okay, let me... I'm sorry, I'm live here, so we're kind of... It kind of froze on me here. Okay, now somebody's asking me something about the podcast. I'm trying to pull it up here. Now it's all kind of slow. Let's see, what else do we have here? The podcast, by the way, is up every day here on the program, just so you'll know. Let everybody know on your podcast when you'll be on, whenever it is, schedule or something. There is a schedule. Oh, by the way, our website will be up maybe by the end of this week, early next week, something like that. We'll have a schedule page and everything. The front page will have, you know, we're on, all that stuff. Again, we're working on a listen line. The links to all the latest, what's it called, segments or shows or hours, all that will be there also. We're going to have a lot of things for you, but remember, we're only in our second month. And, you know, I started this thing from scratch. Bill and I put this thing together like nothing from day to night. And so we've kind of been doing everything on the fly and building everything up from, you know, a banner. And this is not even the normal banner that we're going to have. We're having another banner that's coming. We got a big, giant, beautiful tent that we'll be using on Thursday over at Hollywood Toyota, which will be at Hollywood Toyota. So we'll have a schedule of events of where we're going to be broadcasting, if we're in studio, if we're out live somewhere at Dandy Donuts, at, you know, Big Cheese, Hollywood Toyota, Craig's in Acura, you know, you name it, wherever, Sports Grill, whatever. Wherever we're at, you're going to know. And you're going to know our times and all that, because we're going to do the podcast probably early if we can, but some sponsors may want it a little later in the afternoon, like the Big Cheese, so we're on at 2:30 instead when we're at the Big Cheese. But everything gets podcasted every single day, so I appreciate it. Like the Preston Williams call, so do I. The only thing is, Preston Williams has got to learn to get out of bounds in those key moments. That's the only thing he didn't do right in that play. But he's young, so he's got to learn all this stuff. Let's see what else we've got here. NorCal chiming in. But it's not necessarily a question. Big O asked Sean about the Dolphins rebuilding, which, if you heard the segment, I did ask Sean about the rebuilding towards the end of the program. Big O, here's a question most Finns fans are thinking about, but it will take someone with lots of college and NFL personnel knowledge to complete, so this is right up your alley. We have 12 or 13 picks plus an assumed $200 million in cap for 2020. It's not $200 million. It's like $130, $150 million or something like that. But anyway, go ahead. What starters do you keep from this current roster? What young proven players will be available as free agents? That I won't know until they become available, until we know that the teams aren't going to sign them. So we'll have no idea until free agency rolls around with that we can target. And based on who we can keep from this current roster and can target in free agency, who do we target in the draft? In other words, how many positions can we realistically improve by game one of 2020? Love the show, brother. I think you can easily improve 5 to 7, 8 spots on the team with the draft and free agency. Easily. Now, I don't believe you'll draft all 12, 13, 14, 15 guys. I think some of those picks will be rolled over into 2020, and they will get more. I mean, 2021, I'm sorry. And they will double up more of their picks. I don't think they'll draft all of those players this year. I think they will look to trade back into next year's draft and move up in the process. Because remember, you got to pay a higher price to move into this year's draft. Into a current draft, you have to pay a higher price in the future. So if Miami gives up a third rounder this year, they might get a second rounder for it. And if they give up a second rounder, they might get a first rounder in return for it. Not bad. So that's probably what's going to happen. Specifically, I cannot tell you where they're going to improve yet. And I can't tell you those players until we get closer to the draft, until we find out what juniors have declared, because there's a lot of juniors that are better than seniors. So it changes everything in the draft. So right now, it's a lot of fishing, it's a lot of guessing, it's a lot of hypotheticals, and I'm not going to waste my time doing a lot of hypotheticals. I love you for that. But remember, we are the only radio show in the country for 20 years that has been going to the Senior Bowl, the East-West, and the Combine. And we're going to do it again, especially with this guy next to me who's dying to do it. So we're going to do it again, and during that time, those names start coming up. During that time, we'll have a better feel for everything. Free agency, who you keep, who you let go, all of that. So that question, I can answer it with a more educated opinion in a couple of months. Okay? Right now, you can't.
Biggest thing, like you've said in the past, if you have X amount of draft picks trying to keep your guys, you got to kind of stagger it. So you don't have like 14 contracts to redo. You kind of want to maybe 8 or 10 of them
right. And
postpone.
You're
for
really
it.
Not hitting.
And like
you're assuming they're hitting on 14.
Well,
even if they hit on 7,
no,
which
that's
would be
awesome.
An amazing.
50% is great.
No, 15% is God.
50% is good.
But even if you hit on 50%, they're not going to re-sign 7 guys either.
No?
No, they won't. Not in 1 year. It'll be really hard, if some of them
are going to
really
be 3
players.
Years, some of them will be 4. We'll have an option for a team option for 5th.
Well, that's the first rounders,
right?
And only the first rounders.
It all
that.
Depends, and I mean to stagger it and break it off. That way, you have a lot of picks
yes.
in the next 3 years.
That's what they're trying
and
to
like
do.
And like you said, if you immediate gratification, if you want it. You got to pay for it, and it's going to cost you on the back end
right.
interest.
Right.
So, yeah, it behooves us not to do that.
And don't kid yourselves. The Dolphins are in a position of strength when it comes to the draft and when it comes to trading. Why? Because they possess high picks. Because they're not a good team, so they possess high picks. So that's going to help them bring in even more draft picks. And here's the other... I'll add a caveat to all of this, ladies and gentlemen. What if the Dolphin front office is not convinced with Tua? What if they're not convinced with Herbert either, but they're convinced with Trevor Lawrence? So if you start seeing more picks get rolled back into 2021 and they don't take a quarterback, you got your answer. And that's why you have Rosen here too. Because if you got to go through another year, you keep Rosen and you bring another veteran quarterback in. Or you draft a project quarterback in the middle rounds. You could do that too.
Obviously, we're not going to really know because we're going to want to get all the possible information that we can. It ain't going to be until after the NFL Combine going into the draft
right.
that we're going to have a real good picture
right.
of what's up. And they're not going to make a decision until the very last minute. Let's face it.
Yeah. No, you'll have a feel for how things are going with the moves they're making. Because if they sign a veteran quarterback, then you know that maybe, and they keep Rosen, they may not be going in that direction in the draft. They might draft a middling guy in the 4th round or something that's a project that they like his skill set, but he's really raw or something. They could do something like that. That's why as we get closer, more things will be revealed, whereas in what players declare, what players are going to become free agents, all of those things, and then what direction Miami could be going in, all of that will be more clear, and then we can actually make a better assessment of all of that.
The free agent moves are what? The first, second week in March.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
That's when, like, the new football season starts, yes. And that's when you can talk and blah and get your...
Right.
So, like, in March, what we do free agent-wise, we'll tell what we're going to do draft-wise.
Exactly. You'll get, at least you'll get a feel. Yeah,
right.
Not necessarily it's...
The true
etched
pitcher.
In stone.
But
yeah. And then, and again, I will tell you this about free agency, and this is my guess, just like everybody else has a guess and opinion on all of this. None of us are really, you know, concrete here that we know exactly what's going to happen, you know, unless you've got that crystal ball. But I don't expect them to be giving out crazy contracts in free agency. I don't expect them to be signing long-term contracts with older free agents. Older free agents will get very short-term deals with signing bonuses, if there's any, that are not even tied to long-term deals. They because they'll have the cap space, they'll be able to give it up front, and that's it, and they're not going to tie themselves to money down the line. Now, as I've mentioned before here on the show, if there are some teams out there, like the Dolphins used to do, allow their young free agents to get away, a 25, a 26, a 27-year-old, that's the guy that gets the long-term contract from Miami and the big signing bonus.
So basically you're talking about the guys that just got through their rookie.
Right.
This is their first big pay.
What the Dolphins have done in the past.
Right. And there you go.
Stuff.
You pick because you know they're in their prime for another 5-7 years.
Right. Right.
So they're part of the future.
Right. And that's that kind of situation I can see happening here with the Miami Dolphins.
Everybody else on a 1-year deal.
Yeah, 1 year, 2 year,
coach,
maybe.
A coach. I was just going to say a team option for the second type of deal.
Yeah. Yeah, very little. They're not gonna tie themselves to those big ugly bonuses anymore. They're not gonna go sign the 31-year-old free agent and give him a 3-year contract. Sutton, you know, that kind of stuff. Josh Sitton. Those stupid contracts. A guy that has had ankle problems the last 2 years, but let's go give him a multi-year deal. Stupid ass stuff like that. Those days are done, man.
I got a good question for you. Oh, okay. Dealing with, obviously, us having having a bunch of picks, and having free agent money.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to see us pay guys that are known commodities, free agents?
Just young free agents.
As opposed to taking chances on draft picks in a position. What positions would you say are better to work free agents instead of trying to go with the draft? Is it offensive line?
I can't answer.
Is it secondary?
I can't answer that until I know who's available in free agency.
Okay.
I don't know who's available in free agency. I don't know who's re-signing with their team.
Strictly on that.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, and then in the draft, I don't know how many juniors are declaring who then moves the draft around. So I can't answer any of those questions. I get it. We all want to talk about this, but we cannot give an educated opinion on any of this because we don't have all the facts yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's too hard to answer that.
Because it's kind of like, is it safer to go with, say, a veteran offensive lineman than take a risk on a rookie drafting that position? Like, I'd rather spend the money here. It's smarter.
In a general answer, left tackle, I'd rather go with a veteran.
Okay.
Proven veteran.
That's the kind of thing I'm looking, you know.
But again, how many of those kind of guys become available?
Teams that let them go are stupid. I mean, obviously,
and the guy that's available in Washington is in his 30s.
So it's
And he wants money. He wants a signing bonus on top of all of that. That's not what you do if you're Miami. Now, wait a minute. Here's I'll give you a caveat. If you want to trade for Trent Williams, first of all, you can't give up much. But let's just say you gave up a late-round pick because nobody's really going to give up a high-round pick for a 30-something-year-old tackle and give him a long-term contract. You don't give him a long-term contract, but you say, hey, we need you for a year or two while we develop guys and protect our young quarterback. We'll give you a year or two contract, and here's a signing bonus of $10 million broken up into 2 years, whatever. Or you give it to him up front since you'll have all that cap space. You can literally take that hit and have Trent Williams on for 2 years because he can give you 2 years of football. That's about it at his age already. 4 or 5 years is what the Dolphins would do, and then they would take a cap hit because they would have to release him after two.
these Dolphins could add a guy like that as an emergency replacement for a year or two while you have a young tackle that you're developing and he's learning from Trent Williams how to play the game.
So it behooves you not to bring in a veteran guy and teach the guy the ropes.
But it would be it has to be at the Dolphins' terms.
And not be back-ended where you're losing. You got a couple years on the contract that you're paying and you're losing. Right.
And you're mortgaging the future once again. which is stupid.
We're not going to go there.
Right. And so that's where I think that has changed.